Hi again. Welcome to The Linked Life. I am Crystal, your host. Y'all, it has been one of those weeks. My hair is frizzy. My toe is broken. I am tired. I did not sleep well last night. It's giving. The weekend is here and I am grateful. this is the third time I'm recording this podcast. I had previously recorded this, and as I was editing it, I realized that I had touched my mic and had muted it in the beginning of the podcast and continued on for another 20 minutes without noticing it. So hopefully we're not gonna do that again. So third time's a charm. Anyways, but I think this is a fun podcast episode. But first, before we get into that, let's talk about what this podcast is about. Welcome to The Linked Life. Okay. In The Linked Life, I'm learning, and you're learning with me, how to level up our lives by leveling up our network, by becoming what I call a high-value connection. Why not a high-value friend? Well, because I believe that not every relationship in life is a friendship. They don't have to be. Some people, it's just business relationships, but that still means that you should be a high-value asset. You should be a high-value connection. Some relationships, you are the leader, you are the employer, you're the manager. So I still feel as if you should be a high value connection and add value to people's lives. High value doesn't just mean that you are a person who brings the money and is well connected with everyone and you have the, you know, the exclusive spots and you can get everyone into the parties and you're on all the guest lists and you're a VIP. That's not what we mean. By high value, I mean someone who consistently adds value to other people's lives, where people walk away and they're like, yo, like, I like her. She made me feel good when I interacted with her. I feel better after being around her. And that's pretty much how I define a high value connection. And that's pretty much what my goal is. My goal is that when I interact with someone, whether it's a friend, a colleague, an employer, whatever the situation is, that after they finish interacting with me, they feel better than they did before they came. That's my goal, y'all. Okay. But in order to do that, that leads us into the subject that we're going to talk about today, being likable. How to be likable. If I'm going to be completely honest with you, and we're going to be honest with each other, that's one of the things we're going to do here. I don't think I was always a likable person. Shoot. Well, before we get into that, I'm going ahead of myself. I don't think I was always a likable person for several reasons. And there was a point where I was losing a lot of friends. And as much as I would have loved to put the blame on everybody else, I had to look in the mirror and be like, you know what? It might just be me because I am the common denominator in all these situations. And I had to really go through and self-evaluate and figure out some of the root issues and work on myself to become a high value connection. I don't think I'm there yet, y'all. I'm still working on it. But that's the goal. That's the goal. Okay, so I have 5 questions that you can ask yourself if you want to figure out if you're likable. And previously, on the last podcast, we talked about being memorable. And I believe that these are 2 very important things in order for us to have a positive impact on people. If people don't remember you, that's not a positive impact. You have no impact at all. We don't want to do that. We kind of want to be memorable. We want to be likable. So now here are 5 questions that you can ask yourself to figure out if you're likable or not. The first question, and I have my notes over here. That's why I keep, you know, it's not all off the top, y'all. It's not, I'm not there yet. Okay. So the first question that you can ask yourself to figure out if you're likable is, do you like you? Do you like you? I remember my mom was hosting something. She had like a whole bunch of young people from our church over her house. And I had made probably something that I thought was funny. But I said something probably with an attitude, probably hurtful. And the person I said it to just looked at me and was like, yo, you have psychological issues. And I think that was probably the moment when I decided that I need to really do a lot of self-reflection. And as I was doing self-reflection, I realized that a lot of my pain, anger, insecurities came from the fact that I did not like myself. I was not confident. I was very insecure. And out of that insecurity came insults and being mean and not speaking life over people. So I had to really reevaluate and figure out, like, other people can't like you. I'm not even going to say, it wasn't even about other people at that point. In order for me to be a better person, I have to get to the place where I can like myself and be proud of the person that I am, the things that I produce, the words that I say. I think at that time, I had put value into being able to curse people out real quick, as opposed to being nice. My value was definitely in the wrong space, period, because it wasn't cool. I had really found my confidence and identity in being able to be rude. And that's not a good source of, that's not a strong foundation to put your identity in. And it's also not a good practice for developing friendships. Not a lot of people are going to like you. If my value was in my ability to treat people bad, then that was a deep reflection of how much I didn't like myself. Because when you're full of joy, that's what comes out of you. When you're full of love, that's what comes out of you. And I was clearly not full of any of that. Okay. And that leads us to the second question. Do you have empathy? Are you empathetic? I'm going to say something that's, don't judge me, y'all. Empathy didn't really come naturally to me. I think most of us are born selfish, but I think some people are way more empathetic than others. And I remember that people who were extremely empathetic used to baffle me. Like, why do you care so much? And honestly, it wasn't until I started reading, I think it was Matthew, the gospel of Matthew from the Bible. And the verse that like hit me was where it said that Jesus was tired. He was on a boat, but he looked at the people and he felt compassion for them. And I was just like, huh, he's tired. Like in that situation, like, no, I'm good. I'm going to go take a nap. Y'all be all right. And I remember from that moment on, like, man, how do I become empathetic? How do I gain this compassion that I see in other people that doesn't come naturally for me? Like, I would see people hurting and be like, oh man, that sucks. And then that's literally as far as it goes. I wouldn't feel anything towards it, anything deeper than that. And I remember one time I was with a classmate in college, and I'm like, I don't remember the whole story. Her boyfriend did something, and she, like, you know, cursed him out and got off the phone with him. And I was in her room when she did it. And I was in my mind, I'm like, okay, you go, girl. Yeah, you tell him exactly what you think. And then right after that, she's like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I definitely shouldn't have said it like that. I was being really mean. I'm going to call him back and apologize. And I was just like, wait, what? Girl, he deserved every... I mean, he wasn't a mean guy or anything. But in my mind, I don't know. In my mind, my emotions was the truth. It didn't matter. Oh, this makes sense. It didn't matter what anyone else's experience was, as long as I got to express my truth, even at the expense of someone else, even at the expense of someone's hurt and pain. And I think the root of that was because I lacked empathy. I did not have the ability to put myself in someone else's shoes. And that was something that I became super intentional about doing. Whenever I was in a situation where I felt empathy needed to be expressed, I would literally imagine myself experiencing the same thing that that person was experiencing. So let's say that a friend came up to me and was like, oh my gosh, like my mom just cursed me out, right? Random example. I would think about what I would feel like if my mother had did that to me under the circumstances that my friend was in. And I started doing that over and over and over again till it became natural. Now, I will say this. Grief will teach you empathy real quick. Real quick. And after losing my father and after losing a baby, people will tell me their stories now and literally tears will start welling up in my eyes. Like, girl, I'm so sorry you experienced. I'm thinking of a story right now and I'm like, something that someone told me the other day and I feel like crying. Okay. So yeah, I feel like I've worked on and definitely have developed a stronger sense of empathy towards my fellow human beings. So that's the second question. Are you empathetic? When people share things with you, do you brush it off or do you feel it with them? Do you go through the experience with them? Because if you don't, that people can sense that. And if you don't have compassion, even if they made a bad mistake or did something stupid, can you empathize and be like, man, if I was in your situation, I don't know if I would have made a different decision. I think there were times growing up where things are so black and white to me, and I wouldn't empathize when people made mistakes. I wouldn't consider the situation they were in, how things appeared to them, you know, what it would have been like to be in that situation. I didn't have any compassion. It's like, well, you shouldn't have done that. That was stupid. I would literally tell people that, oh my goodness, so embarrassing, but it's true. I didn't have any compassion for people's mistakes. Maybe it's because I didn't experience the same thing. And that alone should have been enough for me to have empathy because I didn't experience the same thing. I wasn't in the same scenario as them. I don't have the same weaknesses as them. And I think that when people make mistakes, that is the greatest opportunity to show compassion because you understand that if it was you, you might have done it too. And that's something that I had to really work on because I was judgmental in that way where I felt like there's a certain way to do things. And if you didn't do it that way, then that's on you, boo. And you stupid. but now I know better because I don't think no one intentionally is like, yeah, I'm just going to mess everything up today. Today is going to be the day. I'm just going to make the dumbest decision of life. So do you have empathy? Do you have compassion for your fellow human being? Okay. The third question is, are you a hater? Now, initially, you're going to be like, of course not. Not a hater. But I guess the sub questions of that is, do you celebrate people, right? When your friends have a win, what is your reaction? Is it like, you go, girl, you did that. Like, let's celebrate. What are we partying? Like, what's the party? Like, where are we going? What are we doing? Are you celebrating them? When you see one of your friends winning on social media, what's your reaction? Do you like it or do you like kiss your teeth or your eyes and keep scrolling? Right? Like, are you able to celebrate other people? That is a big proponent of being liked. I think when there's so many things that was wrong with me, child. I was a hater, not gonna lie. Sometimes it's difficult to celebrate people when you feel like you're not you're not winning, or there's nothing to celebrate in your life. But may I suggest that take every opportunity to celebrate people, because when it's your turn, it's nice to be celebrated as well. And I always like talking to people who do not hold back on their celebration with me, right? Who are quick to congratulate, who are quick to speak life. I don't like being around people who every decision you make or a win for you, they question, or, you know, there's a little micro expression in their eyes where you're like, ooh, that was ugly. I don't know what that is, but I'm gonna stay away from that. So I guess the other question is, are you a hater / are you quick to celebrate? And even on social media, make a habit of liking those posts that make you feel a ways, that make you feel a little like, oh, man, she doing what? Dang, yo. I would say even the stronger that feeling is, this is what I used to do at least, the stronger that feeling was, I would force myself to post, to type a congratulations on there. Like if I saw my friend on vacation and I was stuck in my house with my kids and I saw they were just like living their best life and I felt a ways about it, I would force myself to go on their page and be like, yo, this looks like so much fun. Enjoy yourself. Have a great stay. And honestly, it would take away that jealousy. It would take away that hateration that was in me, because I don't know what it was. I guess celebrating helped me to be okay and actually genuinely happy for their experience, right? Like, I don't know. Something about it. But that's what I did, y'all. I started literally commenting on people's posts like, congratulations, like, this is dope. Have fun. Do you. This is amazing. And I would force myself, especially if I felt a waste, because I'm like, yo, I don't want to be a hater. Because I know that blessings are coming for me. It's going to catch up to me eventually. So when it does, you know, I don't want to have that negativity on me. You know what I mean? Anyways. The fourth question that you can ask yourself, and this is a hard one. Ooh, do you always offer unsolicited advice? Now, this is kind of tricky to navigate in friendships, right? Like, there are certain, and maybe it has to do more with your spirit. Are you so quick to give your advice that you don't even hear the person out fully? Like, I can think of people who I'm trying to talk and, you know, vent and give them my experience. And before I can end the sentence, they going off the mouth talking about what they know. And I don't want you to get confused, because there are some people, like I had a conversation with my friend the other day because I was really down, was feeling super emotional and overwhelmed emotionally. And I knew that she had a similar experience. She could understand where I was coming from. So I called her and she listened. And then she told me about her experience. That is not unsolicited advice. That was her acknowledging where I was and saying, hey, I can relate. And this is how, and this is what I did to help myself get to a better place. And I think it was because I know her heart. And it wasn't like an ego thing. It wasn't like, oh yeah, this is my chance to prove to you how much I know. Because there's some people where you talk to them and that's definitely the vibe. Like they are speaking more from a place of wanting to prove to, I don't know if it's you or themselves, that they can offer value, but it's not the value that, it's not valuable. Let me put it like that. Unsolicited advice comes when there isn't empathy. And I think that's what the prerequisite is to make it solicited or unsolicited. Because I can think about times where a friend came to me and they were telling me something, and, you know, I don't even know if I waited for them to finish talking. And I started going off about what I thought they should do. And at the end of the conversation, I left feeling good because I'm like, yeah, I dropped some gems. She gonna listen to me because, you know, I was telling her the truth. I was keeping it real. In hindsight, one, they never asked me for my opinion. Never, not even once. And two, is that after that conversation, I could see that they were pulling away, right? The conversations became shorter, less detailed. And that's because I think I didn't have the compassion piece. Sometimes when a friend is talking to me, I'll ask them, do you want me just to listen or do you want my opinion about the situation? And sometimes they'll be like, I just need you to listen. And I'm like, all right, I'll do that, you know? And I'll listen, I'll hear them out, won't say anything, just, you know, empathize with them. Like, man, for real, dang, that sucks. That's crazy. Other times people will be like, well, what do you think? Like, what do you think I should do? And in those moments, I try to give advice. There are times where I still give unsolicited advice. I'm telling y'all, it's a struggle. It's a struggle sometimes to just sit and listen when you think you have the solution and you think you can help. But in terms of relationships on the whole, it's not a good practice to just always talk. Period, right? It's not a good practice to put your ideas and opinions on other people. Because at the end of the day, and something that I'm learning, even if we have the exact same experience, I'm not always right. And I don't always have the right advice because we're not the same people. Limit your unsolicited advice. I know sometimes it happens in friendships or in conversations, like, oh, well, let me tell you what I think. And, you know, sometimes people won't take it anyways, but I think it's better to err on the side of be a better listener than a better advisor, right? You're not their therapist. Okay, the fifth and final one is, do you emotionally vomit on your friends? Your friends are supposed to be there for you, right? You're supposed to be able to talk to them, at least your close friends. You're supposed to be able to talk to them about, you know, things that you're going through. But I guess the problem becomes when you're always, and I'm not talking about just a season. Like, there's been seasons in my life where, you know, struggled financially, seasons where, you know, I was sick. And in those seasons, yeah, I was like sad. And I don't think my friends got the best version of me. But outside of those seasons, I think that I was very intentional about filling them up. And the problem comes when you use every opportunity to dump on your friends emotionally. And relationships are supposed to be give and take, right? And if the conversation always ends up where someone's encouraging you instead of you encouraging someone else, you're probably emotionally dumping on them. There's been times where, you know, a conversation would just start off normally, and by the end of it, the person has just been venting for like an hour. And I called to talk about something I was going through. And not saying it's all about me, but it starts to become a pattern where it's just like, okay. You know, and that becomes draining. And it becomes a situation where you're like, you know, you see the person calling, you're like, I don't think I have the emotional capacity right now. So I think it's good to be honest with your friends. I think it's good to share how you're feeling. But you cannot make every situation or every conversation about you. You can't make, like, things can't be bad in your life all the time, right? Like, there has to be some good moments. especially as a what we're trying to become, which is a high value connection, our goal is to leave people better than when they came to us. And part of that is to being aware of how much energy we're sucking out of the room, you know, what we're giving instead of taking. So to recap, we're going to go over the 5 questions that you can ask yourself to figure out if you're likable. The first one is, do you like you? Pretty much making sure that you have a beautiful character, that you're confident in, you know, who you are, that you're not speaking out of insecurities, but more so confidence. The second question is, are you empathetic? Do you have compassion? You know, are you able to put yourself in other shoes and not just speak from a cold-hearted place? The third question is, are you a hater? / do you celebrate people? I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Be quick to celebrate people's accomplishments, their wins, you know, all the things. The fourth is, do you give unsolicited advice? It is better to be a good listener than to always talk about your experiences, what you believe is right, because opinions are often wrong. And the fifth question is, do you emotionally vomit on your friends or even colleagues? Sometimes they're people who, I don't know if y'all ever had this experience where you're talking to someone and they just start telling you things that it's like, bro, this is TMI, like, you need a therapist and I am not it. Yeah, so it's not just a friend relationship. It's just, you know, like, understand how to regulate your emotions. Don't put everything all at once on people all the time. Okay, so those are the 5 things that I have kind of used to evaluate myself and figure out my likability that really helped me consider and start this journey to becoming a high value connection. And I hope that you find it valuable and helpful. And I hope that you have an amazing day. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you sharing this space with me and joining in on this conversation. And I hope that you have an amazing day. Don't forget to make someone smile today. Speak life, y'all. Speak life. All right. Bye.